being here. I want to first of all acknowledge two of my colleagues, Christoph Farley and Anita Ray, if you could raise your hand. These are the folks who are also actually working with me at the health department. Today, first of all, disclosures. I have nothing to disclose except in the public's interest, especially with the previous presenter, that my wife is a primary care physician for the VA. So she deals with these issues daily, and none of us have anything else to disclose. We're going to talk about how difficult it is. We mentioned West Virginia and the group that came up. I'll show you some of the numbers. And we are from West Virginia, a tough place to regulate tobacco. And a lot of strategies are required. Not easy, probably the toughest place in the country. So you got to have your act together in a way. And we will demonstrate some of the things we are doing. So obviously there's a lot of national daily impact of tobacco. 1,200 lives, current former smokers die prematurely, 260 million a day in direct medical spending due to smoking, 270 million a day in lost productivity in national workforce. Here are those numbers. So what you see here is briefest data. This is years from 95 to 2010. This is the prevalence of smoking, and this is West Virginia numbers in the line. What you're seeing basically a flat curve. I mean, there's just a flat line here. Rates haven't changed. In fact, this year we have the highest rates in the country of smoking prevalence, okay? The stars, what you see, is Kanawha County. Kanawha County is the capital seat for Charleston, West Virginia. It's the largest county, 200,000 population jurisdiction. We have the largest health department in the state. And look at the stars. So what you're seeing is the rates were about 32% at one point in about 2002, and then from that it's been falling. So you can see that there's something going on here, that the rates of this large county where you have the state capital, all the legislature, governor residing, and the rates for the rest of the state. And we'll explain what that is. Tobacco control in West Virginia. All 55 counties have some sort of a clean indoor air regulation. There are 39 counties that prohibit indoor air smoking in all non-hospitality workplaces, including restaurants. There are only 18 counties that eliminate indoor smoking in all workplaces, including bars and gaming. Okay? So every county can boast of having something, but you've seen the rates for the state. The authority comes directly from the state code to regulate clean air. And this is we've had one, and I'll go to the history here. In Kanawha County, clean indoor air regulation was adopted in 95, aims to protect the health of the public by minimizing exposure to secondhand smoke. It was modified in 2008 to include bars. It was modified before that in 2004 to include restaurants. And that's when you start to see the numbers drop. Now, very important part is the ability to convince people to be on your side. It's a very crucial part, as you know, and it has been discussed here in this forum, that people tend to utilize veterans and others, as well as the legislators, to try to sway the people who are policymakers. We initiated a social marketing campaign to highlight the desire of majority of citizens, which are non-smokers, still in West Virginia, to have a smoke-free environment. Our campaign encouraged the public's patronage and support of smoke-free establishments in response to the vocal minority activism in the local media. So the campaign strategy was to develop a social marketing campaign to include website development, fact sheet distribution, billboards, radio public service announcements, including testimonials, newspaper ads, window decals for the doors of the establishment. And this is one of those billboards that you're seeing. Here's some more. Had a lot of newspaper coverage. We actually encouraged patronage of the restaurants that did go smoke-free. So it was a counter strategy. Billboards, newspaper ads. We developed a thank you campaign for businesses so they will realize the economic benefits of being smoke-free while supporting the continuation of clean indoor air by promoting awareness of the negative health effects of secondhand smoke. Our campaign identified and highlighted businesses. We celebrated businesses that voluntarily went smoke-free. Campaign was also developed to encourage public's patronage and support of smoke-free establishments. This is an example of a billboard that you will see when you're driving on main interstate highway into our county compared to the adjacent county. We're not saying they're bad, we're just saying you're just coming into a smoke-free indoor environment. And then we had a Pack the Park event at the local ballpark where we celebrated what we were doing. Here are some of the images of that, and we had a nice group of people registered. And so let's talk about the outcomes. We utilized the social marketing to successfully deliver positive messages of clean indoor air and its health benefits to our community. We helped increase patronage from non-smokers and families in previously smoking businesses. We developed partnership building. We developed partnership with business establishment owners, so we actually got them to be on our side, and a number of bar owners actually called and requested additional window decals for use at their establishment. So the clean indoor air inspections at a variety of hours were provided, so our inspectors went in and did a lot of additional enforcement. We obtained, because nighttime and late evening times, that's where the bars, there's action at the bars, that's where we had to go. We obtained assistance from the Alcohol Beverage Control Commission. These are the liquor license people of the state, the County Prosecutor's Office, County Commission, Charleston Police, and other officials. So here are the results. We conduct about 5,000 inspections each year for clean indoor air. And this is what you're seeing. The reds are the violation per quarter starting September 08, going all the way to December 10. And the blue are the following the inspections. And you have seen the violations drop to almost none as time has gone on, with a very strong, the most comprehensive clean indoor air regulation in West Virginia. Same thing in percentage points, went down from 7.3% of violations for businesses, restaurant, bars, and others to 0.7%. So how do you close the circle? You close the circle by informing the pro-smoking lobby and doing research to demonstrate how many lives are being saved by these efforts. Our study was just published in the Preventing Chronic Disease Journal, and here's what we did. We looked at every admission of heart attack into the local hospitals, several hospitals, for all the residents in the Kanawha County from 2000 to 2008. We separated that by several factors, but here's what you see in the first slide. Age adjusted rates of hospital admissions for acute coronary syndrome by sex, 2000-2008. Men, women, and total. So you could see a decline. We were able to argue that none of the other factors that may have contributed, in fact, the risk factors for heart disease like obesity, high cholesterol, physical inactivity, and others, were going up in the opposite direction. There was an insignificant impact of any tobacco tax or any other external effect. When we separated, this was known. This has been known in the literature that it benefits. What was not really clearly known was which are the people who actually benefit from this. Are these smokers, non-smokers, men, women? What we did was separated them, and what we found was there was a very strong relationship with non-smokers, whether it's male non-smokers or it's female non-smokers. So there's a big relationship to non-smokers obtaining benefit when you clean the indoor air. So as a result, we found that the cumulative decrease in age-adjusted ACS, acute coronary syndrome, heart attacks, hospitalization rates between 2000 and 2008 was 37% overall, 36% for men, and 39% for women. So think about it. Your doctor puts you on aspirin saying it's going to help you prevent heart attack. You know what the effect of that is? 15% primary prevention. We're telling you 37% reduction, policy change, cost no money, go to no doctor, spend nothing. To our knowledge, the first report, and I'll spare you the details, but the bottom line is when we removed the smoking areas from the restaurants, we found the male smokers had the same benefit as well. The complexity of tobacco control issue demands a multi-organizational approach. Reducing tobacco use should be everyone's business. That's why we included bars, restaurants, every business in our community as much as we could. And we must work in a multi-sectoral partnership that delivers a consistent, coherent, and coordinated communication. Public health especially is in a unique position to lead such efforts in local communities. And we'll do questions. Any questions?
I'm just wondering if you were able to give give kudos to the elected officials or something, that this is their win and they've saved all this money, maybe in the hope that in the future they'll expand smoke-free.
Right. So when I went to talk to the chair of the health committee, both on the Senate side and the House side, the challenge I was given is if you can expand to about 27, 30 counties, this sort of thing, we will put in a state law out of the 55 counties. So it's a great thing that we have in our county. We have the biggest delegation, and they're pretty much very supportive of what we do. And we do obviously work with them all the time, but they're in politics, unfortunately, they will act when there's no other option left. And we have to get to that point.
Just out of curiosity, if you look at other CAD hospitalization rates in other counties,
yeah, we tried to do that. Unfortunately, the problem is that we couldn't find a valid comparator because these hospitals, the populations are so different. The next county is about 25,000. So to compare a county of 25,000 with 200,000 wouldn't probably be as valid. But we've tried to do that. Thank you.